Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
I moved to San Francisco in the 1970s, looking for the Beats, the poets and painters who founded that seminal arts movement here in the 1950s. Oh well, a couple of decades too late to the scene, but I had a Beat kind of job. I drove a taxi. One night, I drove some Europeans up Lombard Street. It was 1 a.m. I was thinking there'd be a good tip in it, provided I wasn't busted for taking on the crookedest street in the world from the wrong direction. Another night, Gregory Corso fell into my back seat, holy goof poet pal of Kerouac and my other Beat heroes. Picture a late night, candlelit hovel off Columbus. There's Corso, tilting his big bottle of Tokay, yapping at Ginsey on stage, Mr. Allen Ginsberg. Poesy fans snapped their fingers back then because clapping might wake the neighbors upstairs. And now I've got Corso in my cab. Driving down Guerrero Street, we gab about baseball. The Oakland days were great in the 1970s. You could look it up. I'm all excited, so when he gets out, I do too, to tell him how much I loved his City Lights pocketbook poetry collection and how my friends and I, we all wanted to be Beat, like him. And Corso says, I used to have some Beat friends. And he walks away, granny glasses bouncing off a fuzzy old sweater. And I thought, sometimes you get what you're looking for, just not in the way you expect it. I found the Beats and quit driving cab the next day. The other day in North Beach, I watched one of those new no-driver taxi cabs and I wondered, would this machine know a poet if one fell into its back seat? There was once a really cool Beat named Gregory Corso, so I'll doubt the robots and believe the poetry. With a Perspective, I'm Hank Rosenfeld.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.